It is a WRL weather alert day. We have showers and thunderstorms to our south. I'll show you what time they're likely to arrive where you are.
Also happening now at 6, a car stolen with a baby inside. Raleigh police are working this morning to find the thief as the baby is safely recovered.
Finding teachers for your children. School systems across the area are looking for new talent. The hiring event's happening this weekend to combat a teacher shortage involving 4 local school systems. It is 6 o'clock and we made it to your Friday. Today's a WRL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. Let's get right back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking how our day is going to shape up.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are starting to pop up in some places, mainly to our west and to our south. We haven't seen much of that in our viewing area just yet, which is great news. At 6 o'clock, some people are starting to get out on the roads. Brian's going to be covering that as we start to see more of that rain moving in. It's a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat. We also have a level one risk for flooding. We'll talk about why that is coming up. Here's our severe weather threat. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat, and it does cover the entire viewing area. Here's a look at what's happening right now. We have a low pressure system to our west. We have a wave of precipitation that is moving around it, and it is bringing some thunderstorms back down here to South Carolina. It's to our south right now, but we're beginning to see a little bit of lightning with the cell in Lumberton. That will lift northward. We're seeing a bit of rain right now in Lee County, and we also have seen some thunderstorms back to our west. This one here, again, starting to approach the Sand Hills, but currently we don't have much rain in our viewing area. You can see that little shower there in Sanford, but again, it is coming from the south, and we're going to see some of those thunderstorms lifting northward. Let's talk about the timeline for that. Here's a look at Futurecast. This morning, you can see everything's looking nice and quiet. By 7 a.m., starting to see some of that rain lifting northward. By 9 a.m., it's beginning to push up into the Triangle area, and all of this could produce some thunder and lightning as well. At lunchtime, we start to see it lifting northward. But then after that, during the afternoon, we're going to see different cells that pop up. There may even be a little bit of sunshine in the late afternoon, but more showers and thunderstorms develop through the evening and up until around midnight. We take a look at what's happening as we get into next week. We're looking at the potential for Sunday's front to move on through and then out of there. In Durham right now, looking at 61 degrees. It's going to be a mild morning this morning. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. As you're heading out. Our high temperature this afternoon with the rain will be a little cooler than yesterday at 78. Brian?
602 right now, and I just checked. We're not seeing any problems showing up on our sensors around the Triangle. That live data indicating everything's moving along pretty well. No crashes reported in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. 85 and I-40 are clear in Durham, Hillsboro, and Chapel Hill. And as we take a look at that camera at I-40 around the 42 interchange, heading in from Johnson County out toward the Clayton Bypass, traffic is building, but right now we're not seeing any delays.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Raleigh police are searching for the person who kidnapped a baby, then left the baby alone in a car. The investigation spanned 2 scenes stretching from Capitol Boulevard to East Millbrook Road. Investigators were at both sites until after 1 this morning. WRL's Keenan Willer joins us live now from where the baby was found at a gas station. Keenan.
Yeah, it was right here at the intersection of Millbrook and Departure Drive, that Marathon station there where you can see it is clear now. Police no longer on scene investigating, but they are still very much actively searching for the suspect behind this kidnapping and stolen vehicle. And it all started a few miles away. You can see the video here. This Exxon station on Capitol Boulevard, police say that's where around 10:20 last night the car was stolen, a gray crossover type vehicle, a Ford with the baby inside. About an hour passed with police and the family frantically searching to get their car and child back. And that's when it ended up here at this Marathon station over by Millbrook and Departure. And that's where police recovered that gray crossover vehicle. The child was inside, safe, and evaluated by EMS crews. And now they're in a position where they are working to identify the person who was behind the wheel in this theft and kidnapping. They even went so far as to bring in a clerk to open up the Marathon store here and look at surveillance footage so they could see if they could identify the potential kidnapper. So they are definitely actively investigating, even though they are not on scene here. And they are asking the public if you saw any part of this stolen vehicle situation at either locations or on the drive between those 2 points to come forward and help police with this ongoing investigation. Keenan Willer, WRL News.
Well, this morning, there's still no one in custody more than 24 hours after a deadly shooting at a pool party. 15-year-old Dreanna Purcell died and five others were hurt in the violence Wednesday evening in Goldsboro. More than 160 people came together last night for a vigil and a march in her honor. The city's mayor tells WREL Purcell's death is a wake-up call to stop youth violence.
It takes the community. It takes pastors. It takes parents. It takes school teachers. It takes fellow students to work together and try to come up with some solutions.
The five teens injured are recovering at UNC Health Wayne. Police have not named who could be responsible in this shooting, but say there's no ongoing threat to the public.
Durham police are looking for answers this morning after the 18th shooting involving a child in Durham so far this year. Officers spent nearly 12 hours on the scene on Carter Avenue, clearing out just after midnight. They found a person who had been shot to death. You're looking at video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The victim's family tells us this was a teenager, but neither they nor police are sharing a name. We're also working to learn if someone is in custody. If the recent gun violence is causing you to feel anxious or depressed and you would like to talk to someone, check out WREL.com. We've added a link to our Get Help section as part of this story.
Four local school systems are hoping to attract new talent this weekend as they deal with the fallout of ongoing teacher shortage. Wake County holding a hiring event tomorrow at Knightdale High School. It runs from 8:30 to 2 p.m. The district is mostly looking for general education and special ed teachers. Also, Johnson County holding a job fair from 9 to noon tomorrow at West Johnston High. The district has about 150 positions open and is offering several recruitment bonuses. Similarly, in Durham County, schools that will start at 9 to 12:30 at Hillside High School. You do have to register in advance. And in Orange County, its job fair runs from 9 to noon. It will happen at Cedar Ridge High in Hillsboro.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center. This just in, China's defense minister says he'll visit Russia next week to meet with Russia's defense minister and other military officials. This is him here. The trip is planned for April 16th through the 19th. China has refused to criticize Russia's invasion of Ukraine, instead remaining neutral in the conflict, calling for a peaceful resolution. Also today, China's foreign minister came out and said China would not be helping Russia with weapons as the U.S. and other allies once feared.
Michelle, thanks. Today, local faith leaders will call for an end to the death penalty in North Carolina. A group will gather this morning to deliver a letter signed by nearly 300 leaders from all faiths to Governor Cooper. They're asking the governor to commute the death sentences of all 137 people on death row in our state to prison terms. This is video from when this campaign launched in December. Supporters believe the death penalty is racist and often used against innocent people. The last execution in North Carolina was in 2006.
Three teenagers are facing charges and a fourth person is still on the run after murder in Durham. It happened at a busy shopping center on Hillsborough Road last month. Officers found 23-year-old Mario Lopez shot. He died at the hospital. Police say a 17-year-old and two 15-year-olds are now charged with second-degree murder. All three are in a juvenile detention facility. Investigators have not identified the fourth person they're looking for in this case.
Questions are growing this morning about an ethics controversy surrounding Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. ProPublica now reports that conservative mega donor Harlan Crow bought three properties belonging to Justice Thomas for more than $100,000. This was back in 2014. That purchase was never reported. Members of the Supreme Court are required to disclose real estate transactions of that size. The news comes a week after another ProPublica report found that Crow gifted Thomas and his wife hundreds of thousands of dollars in vacations for decades. Thomas has not responded to this newest report.
Former President Trump is answering questions about the Trump administration fraud case. He spent nearly 7 hours in New York Attorney General Letitia James's office during a deposition yesterday. Trump repeatedly invoked the Fifth Amendment the first time he was questioned in this case. James sued Trump last year, claiming he and his family misled banks and business associates. This is separate from the felony criminal charges against Trump filed by the Manhattan DA.
New affordable housing for seniors is opening up today in Durham. A celebration is planned at 10 this morning for The Joyce. This is video of construction last year. The mixed-income community on Moorhead Avenue has 80 apartment units, common areas, and green space. And it's named in honor of Joyce Nichols, a Duke graduate who became the first woman in the country to receive a formal education as a physician assistant. She also opened up the state's first rural health clinic.
We're coming up at 6:10 on your Friday morning. The regular season is over, and now the hunt for the Stanley Cup begins. We now know when the Carolina Hurricanes playoff run will begin at PNC Arena.
New testing may give insight into the mental health of the Louisville mass shooter. Why his father says the man's problems may be traced back to middle school.
It is a WRL weather alert day. I'm tracking some thunderstorms that are to our south in South Carolina. I'll show you what time those begin to move into our area and when you can see them where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. It is a WRL weather alert day. We have a level one risk for severe storms across the entire viewing area. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. We're starting to watch some of these thunderstorms down in South Carolina lifting northward. None of those in our viewing area just yet, but down here in DeMoor County, beginning to see a few cells starting to pop up on their own. Same thing down there in Fayetteville. So we're expecting this to begin down here in the Sandhills and lift northward. It may be a while before we're seeing a lot of that in the Triangle area that causes problems on the roads. But we do have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms this morning. That does continue into the afternoon all the way until around midnight. It does look like it's going to be on the drier side over the weekend, but not completely dry. I'll show you when to expect a shower or two Saturday and Sunday coming up. Brian?
6:13 as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes this hour of WRL's morning news. Right now, we're not seeing any crashes around the Triangle. And as we take a look at that live sensor data, we are looking for any delays, seeing a little bit of a backup starting to form on the northbound side of 87, heading away from Raleigh back toward Knightdale. But that southbound trip is looking fine as you head back toward the Beltline. No delays showing up just yet on 40 westbound as you head in from Johnston County around the Clayton Bypass. Renee.
Brian, thanks. State investigators now say there is no need for charges in the deadly police shooting of a man in Holly Springs. The FBI issued its final report last night on the shooting of Ryan Schlosser. Police killed him just days before Christmas at a home on Cobalt Creek Way. Officers say Schlosser was acting erratically, blocking a neighbor from their driveway, then running into a home. The FBI says officers were justified in using deadly force since they felt threatened.
Well, the Army is remembering nine soldiers who died when two Black Hawk helicopters crashed last month. The 101st Combat Aviation Brigade hosted a memorial service yesterday in Clarksville, Tennessee. It honored the soldiers who died when the helicopters crashed during a night training exercise in Kentucky last month. One of the soldiers who died, Staff Sergeant Joshua Caleb Gore, was from Eastern North Carolina.
Tests will determine whether the Kentucky bank shooter was suffering from a brain disorder caused by concussions. Connor Sturgeon's father says the process of studying the 25-year-old's brain for CTE has already begun. Results are expected in a few weeks. CTE is degeneration of the brain caused by repeated trauma to the head. A family friend says Sturgeon had three significant concussions while playing football and basketball in the 8th and 9th grades. Sturgeon killed five people in Monday's mass shooting in Louisville. Eight others were hurt, with one remaining in critical condition.
The Boston Marathon is Monday. This year marks 10 years since the bombing that killed three people and left hundreds hurt. Well, this morning on Today, one of the survivors of the attack talks about how she has turned tragedy into triumph. Heather Abbott lost her left leg in the 2013 bombing. She has needed seven surgeries and multiple prosthetics to get different parts of her life back. Now she has created a foundation to help other amputees get the same support.
Before I became an amputee, I had no idea that you even needed different prosthetic legs for different activities, or that there was very limited insurance coverage for them. Yeah. So I was fortunate, in a sense, if I had to lose my limb in any way, to have it be such a public one.
One of the first amputees Abbott helped was a girl who lost her leg at 2 years old in a lawnmower accident. You can hear more of this story this morning on Today at 7, right here on WRAL.
Barbecue fans, you're looking at two of them right here on your screen. There are two festivals for us this weekend in the Triangle.
Big fan. Here's a look at WRAL Out and About's Best Bets. The Peak City Pig Fest kicks off 5 this evening in downtown Apex. There'll be live music, a beer garden, and of course, lots of barbecue. Admission is free. It runs until 11 tonight, but continues tomorrow from 11 to 9 p.m.
And Ken, not to be outdone, in downtown Raleigh, the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival returns tomorrow. The Pit will be providing barbecue. And there will be 2 stages of live music, a draft beer tent, as well as a silent auction. It all starts 6 tomorrow night on Fayetteville Street.
And from barbecue to hoops, also this weekend, the Harlem Globetrotters back in town. They'll bring their world tour to PNC Arena on Sunday. Tickets are still available. You can learn more about these events and others on WRAL.com. Just search Out and About. Well, this weekend is shaping up to be a really nice one, but today is a WRAL weather alert day. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking how our day is shaping up.
New this morning, the computer models are a little bit slower with the arrival of the rain this morning. That means the morning commute may not be as messy as it looked like it would have been yesterday. We're starting to see some of the thunderstorms down south lifting northward. We'll see those thunderstorms continuing on and off during the afternoon. We'll have a better chance of seeing some of those storms developing into severe weather as we get into the afternoon and evening. Level one risk, damaging winds would be the biggest threat. We also have a level one risk of flooding as well. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, starting to see the rain beginning to fill in a little bit down to the south. So far, not a lot of thunder and lightning with this, but there's a little bit of lightning just to our west down here. We've also seen some of that along the I-77 corridor. That started to dissipate just a little bit. We'll head down to the south, right around Lumberton, down here in Robeson County. We've had this cell producing some lightning, so we'll see this lifting northward over the next few hours. We've also had a little shower in Sanford, and now we're seeing some of that here in Mora County and the northern part of Cumberland County as well. Again, no lightning with those, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of that developing. So, severe weather threat for today. The biggest threat will be from wind damage. We take a look at the big picture here. Here's the low that developed in the Gulf of Mexico that's lifting northward. It has a trough or a weak front out ahead of it to the east, and that's starting to develop into a line of thunderstorms that's lifting up into North Carolina. And we're going to see this really with us pretty much all day long. This is a look at future cast, and you can see we're mostly cloudy. We start to see more of that rain lifting up from the south. This is 9 a.m., so it may be pretty late in the morning commute before we see any rain. And again, that's good news for folks heading out and about this morning. We'll see that rain lifting northward through lunchtime, but then after that, we just continue to see waves of showers and storms. There may be some sunshine that breaks through around the time of the evening commute, but that may actually help to fire up more thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening. There's 11 o'clock. Any outdoor events that we have today, of course, could be subject to scattered thunderstorms all the way through midnight. Let's take a look at Sunday. Sunday, we're going to start off. Saturday and Sunday both look dry, but Sunday, we're tracking a front that'll come through. That's Sunday at 8 a.m. It looks like we're going to be nice and dry until after sunset or so, and then we're going to see that front coming through. But keep checking back. We do have a level one risk of severe storms for Sunday evening from the Triangle area westward. That's brand new this morning, so we'll continue to watch the timeline of that. 90% chance of rain today. Right now, we're giving it to a 10% chance Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday night, we do have the potential for some thunderstorms coming through. We're looking at anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rain, maybe even a little bit more than that just today. And of course, that could produce a little bit of flooding. We have some lingering flooding here on the Tar River in Tarboro, where Riverside Park is flooding. That should drop off Saturday, but as we add that rain to it today, we could see that changing. It does look mostly dry over the weekend. The Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh starts at noon on Fayetteville Street. 74 degrees at noon, 77 at 6 o'clock. That definitely looks like a lot of fun. And if you have outdoor plans on Sunday, same story. Both of these have the potential to produce maybe an isolated shower, but should be able to get in your outdoor plans. Monday and Tuesday look nice and dry and a bit cooler. Brian?
620 right now. Let's take a look live in Durham. This is 885 out of Cheek Road, and you see both directions are looking fine out there. 885 is looking good between I-85 and I-40. And through the rest of your Durham and Chapel Hill. We're not picking up any delays. Still looking good on major routes around Wake County with no backup showing up just yet on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County into Garner. Want to put dual Doppler 5000 radar on this map and take you into the Sanford area where we are seeing a shower, leaving some pretty wet roads there as you head on 421 and US 1. Also into Carthage. Highway 15 is going to be a pretty wet ride with a shower through that area. And in Spring Lake right now, 210, looking at some wet conditions there.
Brian, thank you. And earlier we were talking about the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in downtown Raleigh. A correction on the start time. It will actually run from noon to 6 Saturday on Fayetteville Street. Yeah, so get your barbecue on.
It's going to be fun.
New information about the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents from the Pentagon. The 21-year-old who is under arrest after those files ended up on social media.
And the Southern Ideal Home Show is getting started at the State Fairgrounds later today. The celebrity you might run into as you gather ideas for your home renovation.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back with What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Two of Hollywood's biggest stars are close friends, and it's possible they might actually be related.
Incredible. Brian Trader's here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are considering taking DNA tests to find out if they are brothers. Apparently, McConaughey's mom met Harrelson's dad shortly before Matthew was born. And McConaughey's parents were divorced at the time, so they're wondering.
Hmm. And McConaughey says, you know, Harrelson was the one who's like, hey, let's do this. Let's find out if we really are brothers. And for Matthew, he was a little more hesitant because, you know, that would mean that the dad he thought was his dad for 53 years might not be. But whatever the results are, do you think maybe Matthew will just say, all right, all right, all right?
I'm sure he would.
There is a resemblance.
But they definitely have a bromance.
There is, isn't there?
Oh, strong.
Oh, yeah.
Strong resemblance there. Take a look at this dog. This is Bailey, and she's a sheep-a-doodle, and she's going viral because she looks like Snoopy. I agree. An online group discovered Bailey's pictures this week, and she now has more than 200,000 Instagram followers.
Wow. And sheep-a-doodles, if I read correctly, is a cross between an old English sheepdog and a poodle. I don't know, Brian. Vivian might be a little jealous you're showing this sheep-a-doodle on the air. She may not welcome you home today.
Well, Vivian doesn't play well with others, so I have to restrain her.
But Bailey looks like a stuffed animal. Yeah. Wow. Yes. Just so precious. Brian, thank you. The Southern Ideal Home Show returns to the North Carolina State Fairgrounds today. There will be all sorts of home improvement vendors there this year, along with HGTV's Bargain Mansion host, Tamara Day. Now, this is video from last year's event. You can expect to find both interior and exterior design ideas and inspiration. The home show hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and Saturday. It will run 11 to 6 on Sunday. Tickets are $12.
Several school job fairs will be happening this weekend. Coming up, we're going to tell you about them and the jobs they're looking to hire.
A kidnapped baby found safe in a stolen car here at a Raleigh gas station. What police know so far about how this happened?
It is a WRL weather alert day. We're beginning to see some rain moving into our southwestern counties. I'll show you where thunderstorms are and when you could see some of those in our area.